Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, June the 18th. I'm refreshed and recharged after my just concluded vacation. Looking forward to your suggestions for what you'd like to hear on this program over the next few weeks or so. It's my June open line, 1-800-642-1234, the toll-free number, to suggest a guest or a topic or an issue, to ask a question or make a comment about what you hear during this morning program from 6 until 9 weekday mornings. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Lots of good stuff coming up today on the Ideas Network. It's our State Capitol Report, which we do every Monday between 7 and 8 here on the Ideas Network. I'll be talking with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, about some of the political news making headlines in the past week and what will likely make headlines this week. We'll also be welcoming in Fred Risser, who is a Democratic state senator from Madison, to talk about a hearing today on the so-called Frankenstein veto. That's going to be the focus of our State Capitol Report coming up in our next hour. You can also let us know if that State Capitol Report, a fairly new feature, we've been doing it since, about January, every Monday at 7 o'clock, if that's something you appreciate or topics you'd like to hear discussed on the State Capitol Report. Just one suggestion for you. Let's go to the phones and see what's on everyone's mind. Tom in Burlington is with us first. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Everything seems to be right again in Wisconsin now that you're back on the radio.
That's so kind of you, Tom.
Listen, the issue that I really think is a very important one that we have to keep in focus is the problem that happened to poor Georgia Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
She was put in jail for 4 months. They've proven that she was wrongly convicted. And she was just railroaded into jail. And I wonder, number one, if she was a man, would she have been steamrolled the way she was? Now, this issue goes directly with the hearings they're having down in Washington with Mr. Gonzalez, the United States attorney. And the question is, how did she feel? And, you know, I wish you maybe could talk to her or talk to someone that was close to her. And how did this thing happen where this woman who was innocent was completely railroaded into jail?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe from the point of view of who did they go after and who did they not go after in our state? And some angle that we can look at this thing, because it's right there in the headlines and it's happening right in our state. It happened to us.
Yeah, Tom, and you know, we've done a number of programs on it, so you're looking, though, for maybe Georgia Thompson herself to talk about it.
Maybe Georgia Thompson, but it's an ongoing thing. These hearings are still going on in Washington, and what happens is the justice system is the heart of democracy, and this hits right at the very essence of what our country is all about. And I'm going to try and keep it in front of people's focus.
Thank you very much, and we will certainly continue to look into that story for those who maybe aren't aware. Georgia Thompson, a state worker who was sent to prison for allegedly fixing a travel contract bid to award a travel contract for the state to a particular company, which happened to have been a contributor to Governor Doyle's campaign. She was released from prison, and the three-judge panel said that she, there was no evidence to convict her of what she was convicted of, and she was released from prison. It is linked to the dismissal of U.S. attorneys around the country as to whether there was political pressure on U.S. attorneys around the country, including Milwaukee's U.S. attorney who prosecuted Georgia Thompson. So we'll continue watching that, Tom, and we appreciate your suggestion. Sally in Middleton is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. This is awfully early in the morning. In fact, I'm still in bed, so I'm not too swift here. But in the past, you've had two good ideas, I think, to have maybe once a year. One was someone knowledgeable about cars, either professor of engineering, I think he was one years ago, and then Matt Joseph was on occasionally, or someone that could know either about new models or engineering problems or just comments. I think, you know, that's a fairly current ongoing interest of people.
Okay.
And then the other would be, you've also had on, and I got a question answered that was a contentious one in our family. But anyway, it was a person from the Department of Transportation, or police, I guess it was the state police, someone from the state police department on the laws and rules of the road in Wisconsin state traffic.
Like what to do at a four-way stop.
Well, exactly. Are U-turns legal, which was our problem? I mean, we take that exam when we get our license mm-hmm. when we're 16 years old, and then I, you know,
and then we forget it all.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Sally, thank you very much. Somebody to offer some car advice and car driving advice. Thank you for that. Bill in Superior, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. I'm interested in you bringing on somebody to discuss nanotechnology. It was just on the news there. I think there's a gentleman from the University of Wisconsin, a professor there. He sounded like he might be an interesting person to talk to.
I missed the story, I'm sorry to say. I must have been preparing for the hour. But so what exactly, just a general program on what is nanotechnology?
Well, I think you could probably cover it from several aspects. It certainly has a potential impact on health services, on providing energy resources, generally in just general commerce. I think there's a lot of potential here for nanotechnology, and it would be nice if our state would step forward and be kind of a leader in the state of the art on this stuff.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that. We'll continue taking your suggestions for guests and topics, issues you'd like to hear explored on the Ideas Network during 6 to 9 weekday mornings. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We'll check our weather and then we'll return. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, June the 18th. Lots of good programs coming up. We will be hearing from, look at this, Gene Ferracca this afternoon after 3 o'clock. We'll talk with Al Gore about his new book, The Assault on Reason. Plus, John Nichols will be on hand for some additional commentary during Here on Earth after 3 this afternoon. Al Gore and John Nichols. Can't beat that. Or maybe we can. What guests would you like to hear on this program? Your suggestions welcome during this June open line. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Laverne in Monroe is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I enjoy this program and also the Capitol Report.
Good, I'm glad.
Whatever happened on that Ziegler judge, you know? Is she going to get on the Supreme Court, or she had some questionable...
She paid a fine for some ethical lapses there and hearing some cases where her husband was on that board of the West Bend Bank. I think she paid a fine, but I as far as I know, she's going to serve on the Supreme Court.
I thought she was supposed to be still checked on that by both parties.
Maybe. I'll ask Sean Johnson if he has an update on that.
Yeah,
how's that?
It'd be mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about toll roads in Wisconsin. They shouldn't have them, but I truthfully think they should because of the Marquette interchange over there by Milwaukee.
Toll roads? You want to pay tolls over there?
Yeah, I think so because we're putting a lot of money in the ones that take a lot of traffic.
Well, that whenever we do a program on toll roads, we get lots of response, mainly negative, Laverne, but there are some people who think that that's a good idea, so you want us to do a program on that?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. another, Amy Goodman's on 500 different radio stations and newspapers. You probably had her, but she is good.
As a guest?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have not personally had her. Kathleen's had her numerous times, though.
Good.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Laverne. Appreciate that. Wisconsin Toll Roads and Amy Goodman. Appreciate those suggestions. Oh, I have a question for you, too. We just had a weather break. Every half hour from 6 until 8 here on my program, we break for weather and maybe a local or regional promo or underwriter at quarter after and quarter two at 6:15, at 6:45, at 7:15, and 7:45, and a couple of other places in that early morning clock. We have an opportunity and a local weather break. How important is that local weather break to you? Do you depend on this radio station to hear your local weather forecast? And do you want to hear that local weather forecast at the top of the hour, at the quarter after mark, at 6 or 7:30, at quarter two? Just wondering how important it is for you to have those local weather breaks in the morning. That's a question I have for you, if you have an opinion on that. Carol in Wausau, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. We'd like to know, or we'd like to hear from someone on the condition of Lake Monona in Madison. We just moved from northern Wisconsin to Madison. We wanted to be real close to the lake so we could be in the water, and we're runners. We like to run through the parks next to the lake, and we were quite surprised to find the lake in the state that it's in. It smells horrible. Can't imagine even swimming in the lake. It's got thick green algae growing on shore. We love to fish too, but can't imagine ever fishing and actually eating a fish out of the lake. And you probably have had shows on before about this, but we've never heard them. So we just would be very interested to hear what the city has in store for the lake and what their plans are to restore it.
Yeah, it's not just Lake Monona either. There are a lot of those lake weeds and toxic algae and other things that in many of the area lakes around here. So, yes, we have done some programs. We don't like to be sometimes so local because people who live in Wausau or somewhere else may not be so interested in a local lake. But I think it is something that we've talked about before in terms of like lawn chemicals and other things that go into the lakes that contribute to that.
Okay.
So sorry, Carol, that you moved from northern Wisconsin to be closer to the lakes. They're nice, not in the summer. How's that? I guess it's not the same thing. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess it is worse when the weather is warm. But,
yeah. Yep. All right. Well, thank you for that suggestion. We'll see if we can do some more on water quality in general and maybe try to zero in a little bit on these lakes around Madison. Rick and Colby, hi. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Yeah, I'd love to hear a follow-up to the story about the spending of the money for efficiency. I guess the state's been paying some of its bills from that fund, but they talked about improving the energy efficiency of foundries and mills. I wondered about the coal-burning power plants of Wisconsin. Those are one of the biggest emitters of carbon dioxide, and if you've been watching the parts per million rate rise, it's a little bit scary. It used to be one part per million per year in terms of the increase, and I won't get too technical, but if you've seen An Inconvenient Truth, the idea that it's now three parts per million per year is a little unnerving, because that means a tripling in the amount of CO2 that we put up each year. And a lot of our CO2 does come from the coal that gets burned to keep the lights on. And I don't think people realize that this carbon dioxide lasts for 50 to 100 years and could trigger the release of hundreds of billions of tons of methane in the melting Siberia bogs up north. So,
yeah. So I'm sorry, you just want us to do a program on the
on
pollution
coal,
from coal plants?
Well, on sequestration of carbon dioxide in general, but especially around coal-burning power plants, and to what extent is Wisconsin trying to move away from getting power from just coal-burning power plants and maybe moving more towards wind turbine, technology.
Sure. That's we've done some programs along those lines in the past, but we can always keep on going.
Okay.
And as for the energy efficiency fund and the so-called raid on that, I think that's been it's going to be restored, or it's not going to happen again. I can ask Sean Johnson to update us on that at some point during the State Capitol report. Thank you. Larry in Pembine, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I would like to maybe see a program done on the involvement with the various veterans groups up at the active military hospitals throughout the United States and all over the world. I was involved in a fundraiser back late in the year in December and getting a pool table put into the now infamous Building 18 up at Walter Reed. But I had the opportunity to meet with the people at the Soldier Family Assistance Center, and I was just asking how involved the state of Wisconsin was as far as sending needing items up to the Family Assistance Center and getting involved with something like that. Every year annually, I was a member of the American Legion and Disabled American Veterans. Every year annually, we get these various pamphlets and brochures asking for donations about how the state of Wisconsin is actually involved in sending care packages up to the wounded vets and all that. But if I wish maybe the program would delve into exactly what they do with their money. From what I understand, the wounded vets have to go through a chaplain. The chaplain has to make a request to that state command, whether an American Legion or Disabled American Veteran, in order to get a care package. And I just, you know, with all that stuff breaking with the PAV, Paralyzed American Veterans, about how they have a canvas group that goes around and asks for donations, and how that canvas group actually keeps 87% of the money. I would just maybe like to see something done on that level. You know, there's nothing worse in my eyes to have a picture of a wounded vet with missing limbs and asking for donations, and then the money goes into some general fund.
So you want some sort of program that would shed light on this problem and and advice on maybe where to give or how to give that to make sure it really reaches those who need it?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if I could actually, if you could actually maybe on the program somewhere give out the various mailing addresses to the Soldier Family Assistance Centers throughout all the active military hospitals and let people get more directly involved instead of giving it to an organization that consumes it and gives just a portion of the money to where it should be going.
All right, Larry. Thank you very much for that suggestion. And you just let some people know about that, too. So we appreciate that. We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue taking your suggestions for issues, for guests, for topics you would like to hear discussed here on this program from 6 until 9 weekday mornings. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. More of your calls after we check the news. Coming up after the State Capitol Report, which is our next hour, we will hear from the author of the book, Why Good Things Happen to Good People, and the research that links people who do good for others, people who are kind, loving, generous, how they live longer, healthier, happier lives. So doing good for others is good for us, and we will hear more about that after 8 o'clock this morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36 on this Monday, June the 18th. Good to be back from a very nice vacation. I feel refreshed and recharged, and I'm looking forward to hearing more of your suggestions of things that you would like to hear on this program. Coming back from vacation with a June open line this first hour of this Monday morning, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Michael in Phoenix, Arizona sent an email wondering if perhaps we could have someone on who is an expert in fishing to talk about fishing in Wisconsin, or canoeing to discuss backwater canoeing in Wisconsin, or an expert on hiking or camping to discuss those opportunities in Wisconsin. Well, all things I like to do, Michael. I'd be happy to talk about those things. Larry Mueller talks about all of those topics on a regular basis during his program from 11 until 12:30. Weekdays here on the Ideas Network, but we can talk about them too. We do every once in a while here in the morning, so maybe we can do that. We'll make a note of it. I did do a lot of hiking and biking and even some swimming during my vacation, visited all sorts of great state parks and forests right here in our beautiful state of Wisconsin, Kettle Moraine, Kohler Andre, spent some time on the Lake Michigan beaches, did a lot of biking and hiking at Blue Mound State Park, Mirror Lake State Park. Where else did we go? All over the place. Had a great time. We have a great state to live in. Paul in De Pere. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Joy. First of all, I want to tell you how much I enjoy your show and the many guests you have, and frankly, the suggestions you've had this morning sound pretty good. Mine's going to be rather light in comparison.
Oh, that's why it's fun to have, some lighter topics, too.
I have a topic that I think would take a little research, but I think could be fascinating for people. You know, we get bombarded with news about celebrities, but whatever happened to those celebrities of the past or their children? Let me give you a quick three examples. For years, we had stories about David and Julie Nixon Eisenhower and their family and what they were doing. Haven't heard about them in a couple decades now.
Mm-hmm.
Bing Crosby's kids, Gary, who was on television, a regular show for many years, his son Nathaniel, who was NCAA golf champion, the Johnson girls. These are just a few examples of the children of celebrities, famous people, so forth. They've disappeared off the radar, so to speak, and I think it'd be fun to find out, what are they doing now?
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know how you'd research this exactly, but I just think people would have a lot of fun with it.
Paul, I think that we could, I'll bet someone has written a book on, the children of celebrities or something, people who were so we'll look around.
Okay, thank
all right,
you.
Thanks a lot for that suggestion. Ann in Madison is with us now. Hi, Ann.
Hi, I was going to say, I hope you went somewhere cool, but I guess you did. I think that the weather only needs to be once an hour, at most twice. If you want to know what the weather is like, all you have to do is open your door or look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I'd like to see more coverage of what's happening in the country and internationally. You did it a lot more after 9/11, but we shouldn't have to have another 9/11 before things like habeas corpus get talked about and torture and what's happening in our extraordinary renditions, which CBC, as it happens, is covering daily. So I really would like to hear much less of, general stuff like on how to be happy or traffic situations, things like that, and a lot more on the issues that are really going to destroy this country if they're not talked about. And in that regard, I would like to hear a man named Herman Schwartz, who is a professor of law at American University in Washington, D.C., who wrote a book entitled Packing the Courts, the Conservative Campaign to Rewrite the Constitution. And he talks about a deliberate effort on the part of very right-wing conservatives regarding getting rid of antitrust action, getting rid of regulation all over the country, destroying affirmative action, going back to a segregated society, basically, mm-hmm. by destroying civil rights law and the way he's done it. And he goes into great detail on how, appointees like Robert Bork, who were not confirmed by the Senate, but it's a really fascinating story of how deliberate this effort has been. I don't know whether he's still teaching there, but his name is Herman Schwartz, and he's a constitutional lawyer.
Well, I appreciate that, Ann. Sounds like a good suggestion. We can certainly look him up. What about you? What would you like to hear on this program? It can be very serious, very important, very heavy, or on the lighter side. Depends on what you'd like to hear. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Anne gave us her opinion that she thought hearing the weather once an hour might be all that's needed during these early morning hours. That was the question I also put on the table. How important is it to you to hear your local weather forecasts on a regular basis every 10 or 15 minutes or so here during these early morning hours? Let's go to Ruth in Madison next. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Joy.
Morning.
Well, Kathleen Dunn just had a very successful show about the Mormon Church, mm-hmm. and she had a Methodist woman who has studied Mormons for 40 years come on and talk, and it was really well-received and whatnot, and speaking as a Mormon, very respectfully done. But I wonder, it can't be that hard. We're not a giant secret society to get actual Mormons to come and talk about the Mormon Church and answer questions, you know, for the callers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because, I mean, like maybe a panel of our elders, we call them elders, but they're like 20 and they go around and, you know, the missionaries, you know, get a, you know, two or four of them on and have people call and just have a, like a round table answering questions, you know?
Yeah. Do you have a, I'm sorry, so you have a panel of elders that you would suggest as the guests?
Exactly, mm-hmm. something like that, you mm-hmm. know? And if somebody gives me a number, I would certainly have somebody call you guys. I mean, I don't know who, I'm just, you know, a recent convert myself. I don't know exactly who to tell you to call.
No, I'm sure we can find that, Ruth.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I mean, we can find out that. That's a decent suggestion. I did a program on a Mormon in the White House, question mark, specifically on Mitt Romney, but I haven't done just a general informational program on...
You know, and not just the Mormon Church. Mm-hmm. You know, don't limit it to that. You know, have people call a Jehovah's Witness or something, too, or any of the religions that you want to pick one. The other thing... you know, that I always would like to see or to hear more of David Newby, or even Jim Kavanaugh, you know, from the labor movement, and maybe just once in a while, and not just on Labor Day, to have come on and talk about what's going on in the labor movement nowadays.
Okay, yeah.
What are some of the issues? What are some of the challenges we're facing? You know.
All right, sure. Thanks, Ruth. We do try to have David Newby on more than just Labor Day, but that's when everybody remembers hearing him because that's been a yearly, an annual tradition. We've had him on every Labor Day for the past, I don't know, 20-some years, but we do ask him to come on at different times as well. And we will continue to do so. What about you? What would you like to hear? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine, hosting my June Open Line when we ask for your suggestions for guests and topics. We also welcome your questions about what we do every weekday morning and why we do it. Welcome your feedback on what you hear. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or talk at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 14 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, stay tuned for the State Capitol Report. I'll be welcoming in Wisconsin Public Radio State Government reporter Sean Johnson to look at some of the hottest political topics happening in Wisconsin. And we'll also be welcoming in after 7:30 Fred Risser, State Senator from Madison, about talking about banning the so-called Frankenstein veto. That's coming up after 7:30. It's our State Capitol Report every Monday between 7 and 8. This is our June Open Line when we're looking for your suggestions for guests and topics that you'd like to hear discussed between 6 and 9 weekday mornings. Any questions or comments, any feedback, welcome as well. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Adam in Milwaukee is with us next. Hi, Adam. You're on the air.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I think something I'd like to hear a little more of is perhaps a conservative point of view. Sometimes I often feel that on NPR it's kind of excluded. And so that would just be something that I think some people would appreciate.
Yeah, you don't think you've ever heard conservative guests on this program, Adam?
Oh, no, not to mean that. Just maybe sometimes a little bit more of. I think it might be a little bit unbalanced. But
Yeah, like, do you have a suggestion of what a conservative guest you'd like to hear?
Nobody in particular. And, you know, not necessarily, you know, Republicans, but just some people with conservative points of view. I just think that in radio and sometimes TV as well, their point of view can be left out.
Well, I appreciate the suggestion, Adam. We do try very hard to look for conservative viewpoints, not just Republican lawmakers, though we do have Republican lawmakers on quite a bit. So anytime you have a suggestion of somebody that you'd like to hear, you don't have to wait for an open line to give it. You can always email. My email, by the way, is cardin@wpr.org. And we always have somebody from the right, may not be an ultra far right conservative, but somebody who's representing a more conservative viewpoint every Friday during our week in review, along with somebody representing the left. And again, we do try to balance out our viewpoints and look for as many conservative and liberal and viewpoints in between to hear on this program. Adam would like to hear more conservative points of view, and we will certainly try to be as balanced as we can about that. Roger in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. I hope you had a nice weekend. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you too.
I've called in a couple times with this suggestion. I have two. One is, since America was founded on great ideas and American inventors, again, having some patent attorneys and some local inventors who have been very successful getting their products into the market from original thinking. And I forget his name, but there was actually one individual, I believe he's a Japanese fellow, who has like 2,000 patents, more than anybody else, and that they've really been significant, from helping the blind to helping people who can't hear. And how he gets his things, what inspires people like that, and how they see it through to get so many patents.
All right. And, Roger, I forgot. I think you did make this suggestion before. Have you tried to are you an inventor?
Oh, yes. I happen to have 4 or 5 patents myself. But, you know.
You're looking for, you're not suggesting yourself as a guest.
Well, I would love to be on, but as I say, really be with a panel of people, because it's you know, you need clever and inventive people, but there's a legal process, and a lot of people have stigmas about their ideas being stolen and things like that, and I've gone through all those ups and downs. And the fact is, if you don't have the courage to present your ideas, it's never going to go anywhere, and a lot of times that's what stops people.
Thank you very much, Roger. I appreciate the suggestion again. And we can see what we can do. We do try to follow up on as many of the suggestions that we get during these open lines as we can. Not all of them are necessarily appropriate for my program, so sometimes we pass them along to other hosts. Sometimes they just don't work out because there's more newsworthy items that take precedence over some of the lighter topics. But we do take these seriously, and we appreciate all suggestions. Sometimes we may not get to your suggestion, though, and don't take it personally. John in La Crosse. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say I really enjoy listening to your show on my way into work.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to have you listening.
Yeah. I wanted to say, I was thinking that maybe something about satire, the history of satire, and how it's kind of a push for social change, or even a awareness of social morality.
We get your point, yeah.
Yeah. Just, I really feel, I read a lot of, like, satire, and I really enjoy it, and it really, I think as a society, we need to sometimes be able to sit back and see the absurdity of some of our ideas, and I thought that was a good idea.
I think it is a good idea, John. We'll certainly try to see if we can do a little bit more. From time to time, we've done things on satire, or political humor, or things along those lines. By the way, you might also be interested in knowing that the Capitol Steps, which is a musical troupe of former and I think current congressional staffers, they do musical satire, and it's political satire. They make up different lyrics to popular tunes, and they poke fun at public figures and current events, and They are usually bipartisan in their satire. That fourth, they have some annual specials, one on the 4th of July that they do every year, and that will play on the 4th of July here on the Ideas Network at 5:30 in the afternoon. That's the Capital Steps 4th of July special on, I think it's Wednesday, July the 4th at 5:30 here on the Ideas Network. So if you like satire, you probably will enjoy that. David in Franklin, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I'm a rather new listener, but something that I am very interested in, and I'm sure other people are, is the obesity epidemic in America, and just not only in adults, but also in children, and just how it's affecting our society, and also just making people more aware of things that can help prevent it, things we can do to help, but just giving an awareness to people about that. I don't know how much you've done, but it'd be very interesting.
Yeah, we've done a little bit, David. In fact, maybe we've done a lot, but we will continue to do it, and it's something that is important and interesting, so our listeners enjoy talking about it. But let me ask you a question. You say you're a new listener. How did you find us? Just flipping through the radio stations, or what happened?
Yes, I was actually just flipping through, and this came on one morning, and I've stuck with it. It's my new alarm clock, and I wake up to it every morning now.
Well, thank you very much for listening. Glad that you are. I'm glad to be your alarm clock. And we appreciate all of your suggestions. 1-800-642-1234. We've had busy lines throughout this open line, but now a couple of lines open for you, and still time for you to get in your suggestion for a guest or a topic, or your question about the program, or your feedback about the program. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Was asking what you thought of the regular weekly feature, the State Capitol Report. Haven't heard a lot on that so far during this open line. It's every Monday after 7 o'clock, and it will be coming up in just about 5 minutes. Asking you how important it was for you to hear local weather forecasts of several times an hour during these early morning hours? Would you miss them if they weren't there? That's another question that's on the table, as well as just getting your suggestions for guests and topics. Nancy in Stoughton is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I remember months ago a story about the early days of WHA called something else then, and how they were broadcast aimed for children, how you'd bring in children from Warren School to get them your radio so children could participate. I think it would be interesting if you would get a hold of some Madison amateur radio operators, ham radio. They have a lot of funny stories to tell about things that they did and things that happened to them.
All right. Those are connected ham radio operators and things that happened to them and the what WHA used to do in the old days?
Well, it used to serve the public, and now the amateurs serve the public. At one of the last...
All right, Nancy, I'm sorry you don't think we serve the public anymore, but I get your point, and I've got your suggestion down. Now let me get to some other callers since I asked people to call in. Carl in Superior, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to say, if you don't know, you know, history, it's those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it, and Wisconsin has a really rich history of grassroots movements dating back to, you know, fighting Bob La Follette and that, and I'd like to hear some more programs on the history of grassroots activism in the state, you know, from that to the fights over walleye fishing and treaty rights and... you know, up through the mines, the Crandon mine struggle, and, you know, to what's happening today. There's still a lot of, you know, grassroots activity in the state today. So it would be nice to have some guests talk a little bit about the history of our great state and the activism that's happened here.
All right. Thank you very much, Carl. Appreciate that. Next is Todd in Fond du Lac. Hi, Todd.
Hi. Morning.
Morning.
I'm interested in hearing on what's going on in Canada with the Indian tribes and their blockades they talked about doing this month. And I've been trying to listen to the news in the morning, and I haven't really caught anything.
Yeah, I've been out. Only have a minute here. What are they blockading about?
land rights, some land that's been promised to them for approximately 100 years. You guys were covering it every morning for
As It Happens is a program from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that we have on from 5 until 6.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
The one I listen to.
All right, yep. Thanks very much, Todd. Appreciate it. Jonathan in Appleton, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Like to hear more from the outstate reporters. Maybe a half an hour every week from Green Bay and Superior and Madison, just to cover regional news. Let the rest of the state know what's going on here in the Fox Valley, things like that.
Okay. Thanks very much. Maybe we can have our reporters on a little more often, weekly. We can see. We certainly do round robins every once in a while, and we'll consider that very much, Jonathan. Thanks for all your suggestions. We'll follow up on as many as we can. You can always send us suggestions for guests and topics that you'd like to hear on this program or any of our talk shows for that matter. Let me give you the website, WPR.org. There's a place there to send suggestions to all of us. And you can also listen to these programs on the website as well. Thanks to Christina Taylor for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.